The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Let's go to Sarah Slattery. And Sarah, slightly shorter tourism spot, unfortunately, this week. But you've got some details of good value summer deals. And has a sudden sale by Aer Lingus in response to its strike difficulties opened up opportunities for travellers?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it certainly has. It's great to see their sale, including dates in August. They've 25% off European destinations from the 20th of July right up until the 30th of September. So lots of reductions on their airfares. They also have $199 each way to the States, or flights to the States from $199 right up until the 6th of October. So lots of opportunity for people who haven't booked yet. We're waiting to see what was going to happen with the strike. I just picked out a couple of flights to Dubrovnik, which are normally expensive this time of year. €172 on the 10th of August from Cork, €209 on the 12th of August from Dublin. So, you know, that's to kind of give you an idea of what is available, what is out there.
Okay, so give us a few other ideas. Give me a little bit further on out. Give us an October weekend break in Santorini.
Yeah, I just picked this one because it's always a popular bucket list destination. I like this. This is a three-night break going on the 11th of October, out of Friday morning, back Monday evening. The flights are $236 per person and a three-night stay. Like, the reviews are really good on this. The good three-star property, €100 per person. So you're looking at $336 in total for a weekend in Santorini. If you want to stay in Ia, that famous iconic location where you've got the sunset views, there's a four-star property there for $205. So in total, you know, you're talking about €440 for a four-star in the best place to stay in Santorini. Like, great time to go for a weekend break.
And then something a little closer, August in Mallorca. What have you got there?
For families, there's got a few messages on Instagram over the last couple of weeks, families who hadn't booked. They were worried about Aer Lingus strike and stuff like that. And accommodation, the good accommodation is hard to find. So I found a few good ones with TUI in Mallorca, the Prince Hotel Alba, one of the best kind of self-catering properties, or one of them anyway, in Caledor, a lovely resort. And the 1st of August for a family, 4-3-2-7-1, including your flights, your baggage, your transfers. And then there's a Hyatt property, an all-inclusive with all your drinks and food, everything included. And that's 3974 on the 14th of August. So there is a couple of good package holiday deals for families looking to get away in August. And all of these, I have them all linked on the website anyway.
And then a little bit further out, if you wanted a week of winter sun in Morocco, what have you got?
Morocco, really cheap flights for people who want to, somewhere different to the Canaries. The 22nd of November, €122 return. I mean, just for nothing. Accommodation is really cheap there. This is in the beach resort of Agadir. If you wanted to do a three-star property, you could be all in for a week for €250 with your flights, or the four-star Timalay and Spa Hotel in Agadir. It's the number one best hotel in Agadir to stay in. A week there with flights, you're looking at $399. So really good winter sun if people didn't get away this summer and they want to get some winter sunshine.
And what about planning into the new year? It's a long way off to be planning for next February, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? I picked this resort because it's Malta, firstly, but it's the DVC Bank Resort. It's one of the most popular family resorts in Malta. It has everything. It has the biggest pool in Malta, indoor, outdoor pool, splash park for the kids. All you want is there. But it's an all-inclusive property. But from February midterm break, it's almost impossible to get a deal for February. There's so few flights operating at that time. So I thought this was particularly good. Two adults and two kids. Depending on when you go, if you go on the Thursday, it's only $1,536 for a week. If you want to do the Saturday to Saturday, it's $1,978. Now, that's based for a family of four, including your flights, with all your food, drinks, everything included for the week. The weather may not be, you know, particularly hot, but it should be sort of 16, 17 degrees. And you've got indoor pools, loads of facilities for kids there if you want to try something different for the February midterm break.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.